Hey folks, welcome back to The Embodied Leader. I'm Elise Bessler, your resident voice and embodied life and leadership coach. And today we're talking about a subject matter near and dear to my little trauma-informed coach heart. We're talking about mindset work, or rather how to make mindset work a safe space for your clients to transform their beliefs without causing further harm while doing something that already feels threatening to them. Say that 10 times fast. If this is your first time here, welcome. Come on in, grab a cup of tea, and sit down in this beautiful community of coaches and folks in leadership who are on a mission to change the sometimes toxic and harmful practices in the industry of coaching and leadership. And if you're on the perimeter peeking in, please continue to creep. Creep us. Creep all of the information. Creep in the corner, creep in front of us, because here's the truth. This information and this work is for anyone with a curious heart. So you're welcome here too. Raise your hand if you've ever been coached by somebody who insists that all of the challenges that you're having are simply mindset blocks and that all you need to do is choose a new belief, only to further regress into deeper into the challenge or into something further, like spiraling down into a trauma response, when all of the tools and mindset strategies that they give you backfire because they haven't created lasting change when it comes to changing your beliefs. Or raise your hand if you're a coach that insists that mindset work is the be-all end-all to helping your clients create the change they're seeking in their life. No shame here, folks, in either one. I've been a part of both. So I'm gonna up the ante as well. Raise your hand if you've ever been asked to drop into your body or feel your feelings only to not be able to do that either. Me too. I learned that too, on both sides. I've offered that, and I've also been on the receiving end as somebody who's being coached. Now, I'm going to get a little bit vulnerable with you here. I'm sharing a story, a personal story of mine, about how mindset and mindset work kind of affected me negatively throughout my entire life, and I didn't realize it until very recently when I discovered, that mindset work can actually be harmful to people. Especially people who live in marginalized bodies. As a woman who lives in a large body, I've been told that my mindset is my problem my entire life. Want to lose weight? It's your mindset. Want to fit into society? It's your mindset. Having trouble growing your online business? You guessed it. It's your mindset. And the list goes on. As I mentioned before, there are many reasons why traditional mindset hacks just don't work for people in marginalized bodies. And that's because our lived experience tells us something completely different. It tells us that changing our mindset actually isn't the problem. And I would even question as to whether or not they are the be-all end-all for anyone. Well, there are a number of factors at play when it comes to claiming that mindset alone can help somebody get everything that they want in their life. And I'm going to preface this next part by saying I love mindset work. I'm not shitting all over mindset work, even though it might seem like at the beginning of this episode I was. No, it's powerful and potent, and it's vital to helping us get to the places that we want to get, especially for up-leveling in our life, if we're trying to reach our goals, and if we want to up-level in our business. So here are two important factors to consider when you're offering mindset work to your clients. Number one, the anatomy of beliefs and the nervous system. Our nervous system does three things. First, it receives input from our vision and our balance and our sensory stimulus and something called interoception, which is like what's going on inside of our bodies. And then also something called proprioception, which is how we move in space and how we relate to the world around us. And then it interprets that information, or it makes meaning of that information, and then it creates an output. Now, our core beliefs are formed at a really young age. They're based on our thoughts about what we witness, and it's about what we witness other people do, and it's also based on the advice that we're given from other people as we're growing up. These beliefs are adaptive and wise, and they're actually survival responses, because the number one job of our brain is to answer the question, am I safe? When we challenge these deep-seated beliefs, it can feel threatening. So remember all of those inputs that I mentioned earlier. If any of them are giving signals to our brain that something is a threat, well, our body is going to create an output that is protective. Okay, so we're talking about anxiety. We're talking about dizziness, nausea, migraine. All of those things are protective responses from our brain and our nervous system to keep us safe. And so if we push against these beliefs without nervous system support, we're going to further cause harm. Gone are the days when we celebrate our clients feeling sick to their stomach when they're about to change their beliefs. Now you might ask, really, is that true, Elise? Yes, I have actually witnessed that happening in the coaching world. Feeling sick to your stomach when you're about to change a belief is not a positive, I promise you. So, in order for us to facilitate lasting belief on an embodied level and lasting belief and belief change that doesn't cause any harm, two things need to be in place. We need to have safety and acceptance at an embodied level. Here's a second factor to consider when you're offering mindset work to your client. Let's please begin to consider privilege. Now, I know it's not the norm, but I would hope that at least most folks in business are aware that there are varying degrees of privilege when it comes to marketing personal brands. This is about how we're each perceived in society based on how the narratives of specific systems like white supremacy and patriarchy and ableism and sizeism and homophobia and transphobia move to suppress anything that isn't, well, let's face it, white, thin or fit, affluent or straight. Shifting mindset to get what you want out of life is going to automatically be easier for anyone who is thin, white, affluent, or straight, just based on the level of privilege that those people hold in society. And I'm not here to shame anyone who lives in those privileged bodies, okay? I know plenty of friends and follow plenty of other coaches and leaders on social media that live in those privileged bodies that are doing wonderful harm-free work in the world. I'm more so calling this into the conversation so that we can all have the awareness that offering mindset hacks is not always the most harm-free way to support our clients through any of the challenges that they might be having. So to sum it up, mindset work is super important, and gone are the days where we prescribe it as the be-all and all fix-all to anyone and everyone that comes across our path. We're diving deep into subject matters and conversations like this in the Embodied Leader Incubator this coming fall. This is a 3-month group coaching and training program for coaches and people in leadership that are ready to be a part of the inevitable change that's coming in the coaching industry by becoming nervous system literate and becoming trauma aware. And this is also where you get to know yourself better so that you can get to know your people better. Let's continue the conversation about this. I'm always available at email at hello@elisebessler.com, over on Instagram at Elise Bessler, on YouTube at The Embodied Leader, and of course, anywhere you love to listen to podcasts. Please click the link in the show notes and book a discovery call to talk about The Embodied Leader Incubator and see if the program feels like it's a great fit for you. See you next time on The Embodied Leader.